The Allfather's foreboding and how he leaves Asgard. Two ravens had Odin Allfather. Hugin and Munin were their names. They flew through all the worlds every day, and coming back to Asgard, they would light on Odin's shoulders and tell him of all the things that they had seen and heard. And one day passed without the ravens coming back. Then Odin, standing on the watchtower Hideslav, said to himself,
"I fear me for Hugin, lest he not come back, but I watch more for Munin."
A day passed, and the ravens flew back. They sat, one on each of his shoulders. Then did the Allfather go to the council hall that was beside Glasir, the woods that had the leaves of gold, and hearkened to what Hugin and Munin had to tell him. They told him only of shadows and foreboding. Odin Allfather did not speak to the dwellers in Asgard of the things they told him, but Frigga, his queen, saw in his eyes the shadows and forebodings of things to come. And when he spoke to her about these things, she said, "Do not strive against what must take place. Let us go to the holy Norns who sit by the Urda's well, and see if the shadows and the forebodings will remain when you have looked into their eyes." And so it came that Odin and the gods left Asgard and came to Urda's well, where, under the great root of Yggdrasil, the three Norns sat, with the two fair swans below them. Odin and Tyr, the great swordsman, and Baldur, the most beautiful and best beloved of the gods, and Thor with his hammer. The rainbow bridge went from Asgard, the city of the gods, to Midgard, the world of men. But another rainbow bridge, more beautiful and more tremulous still, went from Asgard to that root of the Yggdrasil under which was Urda's well. This rainbow bridge was seldom seen by men, and where the ends of the two rainbows came together, Heimdall stood. Heimdall with the golden teeth, the watcher for the gods and the keeper of the way to Urda's well.
"Open the gate, Heimdall," said the Allfather. "Open the gate, for today the gods would visit the holy Norns."
Without a word, Heimdall opened the wide gate that led to that bridge more coloured and more tremulous than any rainbow seen from earth. Then did Odin and Tyr and Baldur step out onto the bridge. Thor followed, but before his foot was placed on the bridge, Heimdall laid his hand upon him.
"The others may go, but you may not go that way, Thor," said Heimdall.
"What? Would you, Heimdall, hold me back?" said Thor.
"Yes, for I am the keeper of the way to the Norns," said Heimdall. "You, with the mighty hammer you carry, are too weighty for this way. The bridge I guard would break under you, Thor, with the hammer."
"Nevertheless, I will go and visit the Norns with Odin and my comrades," said Thor.
"But not this way, Thor," said Heimdall. "I will not let the bridge be broken under the weight of you and your hammer. Leave your hammer here with me, if you would go this way."
"No, no," said Thor. "I will not leave in anyone's charge the hammer that defends Asgard, and I may not be turned back from going with Odin and my comrades."
"There is another way to Urda's well," said Heimdall. "Behold these two great cloud rivers, Comet and Ermet. Canst thou wade through them? They are cold and suffocating, but they will bring thee to Urda's well, where sit the three holy Norns."
Thor looked out on the two great rolling rivers of cloud. It was a bad way for one to go, cold and suffocating. Yet, if he went that way, he could keep on his shoulder the hammer, which he would not leave in another's charge. He stepped out into the cloud river that flowed by the rainbow bridge, and with his hammer upon his shoulder he went struggling on to the other river. Odin, Tyr, and Baldur were beside Urda's well when Thor came struggling out of the cloud river, wet and choking, but with his hammer still upon his shoulder. There stood Tyr, upright and handsome, leaning on his sword that was inscribed all over with magic runes. There stood Baldur, smiling with his head bent as he listened to the murmur of the two fair swans. And there stood Odin Allfather, clad in his blue cloak fringed with golden stars, without the eagle helmet upon his head, and with no spear in his hand. The three Norns, Urda, Verdandi, and Skulda, sat beside the well that was the hollow of the great root of Yggdrasil. Erda was ancient with white hair, and Verdani was beautiful, while Skulduka could hardly be seen, for she sat far back, and her hair fell over her face and eyes. Erda, Verdandi, and Skulda, they knew the whole of the past, the whole of the present, and the whole of the future. Odin, looking on them, saw into the eyes of Skulda even. Long, long he stood looking on the Norns with the eyes of a god, while the others listened to the murmurs of the swans and the falling of the leaves of Yardasil into Erda's well. Looking into their eyes, Odin saw the shadows and the forebodings that Hugin and Munin told him of take shape and substance. And now others came across the Rainbow Bridge. They were Frigga and Sif and Nanna, the wives of Odin and Thor and Baldur. Frigga looked upon the Norns. As she did, she turned a glance of love and sadness upon Baldur, her son, and then she drew back and placed a hand upon Nanna's head. Odin turned from gazing on the Norns and looked upon Frigga, his queenly wife.
"I would leave Asgard for a while, wife of Odin," he said.
"Yea," said Frigga, "much has to be done in Midgard, the world of men."
"I would change what knowledge I have into wisdom," said Odin, "so that the things that are to happen will be changed into the best way that may be."
"You would go to Mimir's well," said Frigga.
"I would go to Mimir's well," said Odin.
"My husband go," said Frigga.
Then they went back over the Rainbow Bridge, that is more beautiful and more tremulous than the one that the men see from the earth. They went back over the Rainbow Bridge, the Æsir and the Asunir, Odin and Frigga, Baldur and Nanna, Tyr with his sword, and Sif beside Tyr. As for Thor, he went struggling through the clouded rivers of Kormt and Eret, his hammer Mjolnir upon his shoulder. Little Nausa, the youngest of the dwellers in Asgard, was there, standing beside Heimdall, the watcher for the gods, and the keeper for the bridge to Erda's well, when Odin Allfather and Frigga, his queen, went through the great gate with their heads bent.
"Tomorrow," Nausa heard Odin say, "tomorrow I shall be Vegtam the Wanderer upon the ways of Midgard and Jotunheim."
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 license. Music, A Viking's Tale, was downloaded from Shutterstock and is performed by Zeonium.